This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Grasshopper populations are exploding in parts of South Dakota, spurred by drought and warm temperatures. Field crop entomology specialist Adam Vernhorst with SDSU Extension reports.
When it's dry, though, like it is this year in a lot of the state, what we notice is those grasshoppers start to show up in other places a little bit earlier, and they start to give us headaches a lot sooner in the season because they're looking for those food sources that are still lush and are easier to chew.
Vernhorst states numerous stages of grasshoppers are active at this time, including adults which may have overwintered. But for the most part, younger hoppers called nymphs are causing the damage. The threshold for management of grasshoppers is 15 nymphs or 8 adults per square yard. Producers are encouraged to scout their grasslands and crop fields to determine populations and damage to vegetation. If control is warranted, Vernhorst advises treating early.
The ideal time to manage them would be when they are still the smaller nymphs. So once grasshoppers reach the adult stage, they become more difficult to knock down with insecticides. It can be done, but it typically requires a higher rate, and on some labels it will say that it's suppression instead of management.
One or two sprayer passes along field borders may be enough to control grasshoppers, limiting their movement into the heart of a crop field. In addition to insecticides, insect growth regulators are available, which may be friendlier to beneficial insects, however, at a higher price point. For greater details on scouting and managing grasshoppers, visit extension.sdstate.edu.